Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Ezra, chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Ezra is carrying the people of God on his heart. The priest is weeping for them. He's burdened by their sin, and he's confessing for them as he's interceding for them. And as all the people can see the travail he's going through, and it says they wept for him. They wept too with him bitterly. I don't think that most people in the church understand the burden that their pastor carries for them. Their pastor loves them. Their pastor prays for them. Their pastor is always interceding for them and trying to encourage them in the faith, even in the midst of their resistance. And so one of the leaders comes to Ezra and says, "We have been unfaithful. We married these foreign women." And the problem isn't marrying the women. The problem is what they're marrying into, and that they are joining hands with the corruption of sin. And they have wandered away from really being focused on God, and they're marrying all the practices of the culture. And we see this happening today in the church, all kinds of ways. And so he says, "We'll make a new covenant. We're going to support you, Pastor." And so Ezra goes away. Ezra the priest goes away for a number of days, and he's fasting and praying. And they all agreed that whoever would not abide by the word that came from Ezra, that they would separate themselves from the rest of the assembly. If you want to continue in this unholiness, you do that. But don't think you're going to be a part of this assembly of God's people. Why? Because they're supposed to be rededicating themselves to the Lord. And so Ezra comes forth and he says, "You have been unfaithful. And so now you're going to separate yourselves from your wives." And I know this sounds really harsh to us and we can't imagine this, but we really don't know the details of how this actually was carried out. And there are numerous times in the Bible when we hear some harsh judgment, and the actuality is it's not enforced. It's not carried out. As much as you think about that, though, there is a mess in our homes when there's a conflict over faith. When believers marry unbelievers, it creates a conflict. Paul speaks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And it's true today just as it was then, because when you marry someone who doesn't believe in the faith, they are an obstacle to your faith, and they are going to prevent you from growing in your faith and growing in the blessings that come from God. And in fact, oftentimes it's the opposite. They influence you to walk away from faith. They are a gateway not just into sin of rebellion against God, sometimes even the gateway into the demonic. And, you know, there's going to be a messy unraveling one way or the other. Either you're going to unravel yourself from this unfaithful woman who is leading, or man who's leading you astray, or you're going to have a messy home life. And when God is not at the center of a marriage, at the center of a family, it is difficult. But the truth that we have been given is that when we trust in God and when we dedicate our lives to God, when we trust in the promises and the gospel, our lives are strengthened. Our lives, even in the midst of mess, we find that there's hope. And that's what we're being encouraged to grab hold of. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube, and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.